On the record.
Good morning. Today is May 21st, 2025. It's approximately 10 a.m. And we're here under case number 1092. And the appellant is Edison Brown. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. This case is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. Mr. Edison, I note for the record that the other party is not here, which is the city. What we do in a case where one party or the other does not appear is that we don't default that party. We just read into the record what they sent in writing as their testimony. So we'll be doing that for the city today. I'm going to ask you to please state and spell your full name for the record.
I am Edison Tyrone Brown III, EDISONTYRONEBROWN.
Thank you. Did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing? And was it Exhibit 5?
Yes, I did.
And do you have any questions about your rights?
Nope, I do not.
Okay. My name is Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for the Department of Transportation or for the police department. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. In this case, the information I had reflected that you were not the owner of the vehicle, so I did bifurcate the hearing with the first part to show that you either had an ownership interest in the vehicle or had permission of the owner to represent them. So did you bring any of that today?
I did not. So, yeah, I kind of drug my feet with getting the car registered before I left for my military training. So that's all on me. I have all the paperwork that says who the vehicle came from, my grandmother and all that stuff, and transfer of title. I just have yet to take it to the DMV.
Okay, so all may not be lost. Give me a second here.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you show me, you can just hold it up if you want, the documentation showing that the vehicle was transferred to you?
There's nothing.
I can just see the registration.
Oh, okay, yeah. One second.
For a bill of sale or whatever.
There's no formal bill of sale, as it was my grandparents' car. So all I have is, give me one second. She mailed me everything she had. I'm so sorry. I left it in the car because I had to, when I went to go pick up the tow yesterday.
Okay.
All I have is the last inspection.
Okay. Is the car outside where you are now?
Yes.
Okay. Because we have time, I'm going to ask the clerk to pause the recording and go outside and get me out.
Okay.
So we'll just go off the record. Thank you.
Okay. Yesterday, when I went to go get the tow.
The clerk is going back on the record. Thank you. Can you just repeat what you said?
Yeah, sorry. I had to bring the paperwork to show proof of, what was it, financial liability, whatever it is, to the tow yard yesterday, and I have no idea where I put it.
Okay. Unfortunately, we can't go forward with the hearing. The code says that the person who is the owner or somebody who's their representative has the right, the only person who has the right to have a hearing. So I did give you advance notice a couple of days ago that I would need to see something. So I'm sorry, but we will conclude the hearing here. And I do have to find that you don't have a right to have a hearing. So I will be issuing an order saying that. And if you think my decision's wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court. And information about that will be included in my decision.
Okay.
Thank you, and we'll conclude the hearing.
Thank you.